Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're having babies, getting our brains upgraded, and blowing up planets. It's the season finale of Another Life. Buckle up, After Buzzers. It's going to be a good one.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ah, yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us live. We're here in the world-famous AfterBuzz Studios in Hollywood, California. And with me is this amazing panel. Let me go ahead and give a shout-out first to my left. She is the star-reading astrological moonchild and host of the hit segment Space Games. Let's hear it for Hallie Johnson.
Oh, I just want to thank my mom and God, because that's what you're supposed to do.
And, of course, to my left, we've got our journalist, our anchor, our correspondent, our news breaker. Let's hear it for Dina Califala.
Hey, how's it going?
Don't forget to thank your mom.
Oh, I love my mom.
And I am Jack Farmer. I am here in the captain's chair. We are short a member. We're missing Joshua Wright, who couldn't be here because he's working on some awesome projects. So if you want to hear more about that, follow him on social media at Cleverly Clad, and you can hear all about that. But for now, I get to be in the captain's chair, the captain's log, Stargate, all that good stuff. And we have a season finale. I thought it was a cracking episode, but you guys, Dina, let's start with you. What did you think?
I love this episode. I think it was the best episode of the season. Which, like, is a given. It's the season finale. It should be the best episode of the season. But
you're welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Hallie, what do you think? Do you agree?
Yeah. My non-predictions have made things better and better. That's why I said you're welcome, Dina. We finally get to meet the aliens. That was the best.
It's
not the aliens.
But there's aliens.
It's an alien.
We did actually got to see one of them maybe later.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he attacked the... Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So...
He or she.
Yes.
I don't know what... Yeah.
They.
So, as you alluded to, I love the episode, but as you alluded to, we finally got to meet some aliens, and it happened while Nico and Cass were exploring around this new planet, and they go into a cave and they see this bat-like creature. I thought Nico handled herself well, but Dina, real talk. What would be the first thing you do when this bat creature comes at you in the middle of a cave?
I'd want to pet it. It was such a cute alien.
Are you
It was a really cute alien.
I would have made a very high-pitched noise, thrown Cass on the ground, and ran out of that cave as fast as I could.
That sounds like a good way to die when you see something foreign. That is... Okay,
so,
not going to comment on that anymore.
So there's a lot of stuff, obviously, to unpack in this scene, but something that stood out to me is obviously there was an AI in this cave, and it seemed very odd to me because everything else seemed very primitive in this cave. Nothing seemed super advanced, and you have this super advanced AI. Hallie, right off the bat, do you trust this AI?
I mean, yeah, because the AI is nothing like William. It doesn't seem like there's any emotions or whatnot that's preventing him from being present. He's just literally translating. Or it's just literally translating.
Where did the AI come from, though?
That was the thing that stands out to me. That's why I say it was full of... The cave was full of primitive objects. So I don't believe that the bat creature was able to actually create this on its... Bat creature is the alien, by the way.
You're missing a part, though. Remember, their civilization was advanced, but then it was destroyed. So now it's living in a cave because it can no longer live in the cities.
Yeah.
They never said they were advanced. They just said there was a civilization.
Well, we saw little towers, but
we don't know how.
If that was their AI, and we saw all those towers and city structures, then there's got to be something advanced about them.
I don't know. I just think it was translating, but we don't know that it was actually saying the real things that the creature was saying.
Pretty sure it was. I don't think there's like... any reason why it
wouldn't.
You
sound like a colonizer right now.
Listen.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying. No, our colony's so bad.
You know what?
You see something unusual and your reaction is to kill it.
Bad.
I did not say kill it. I said run in fear. That was what I said.
Okay. You know what? That's not any better.
If we're going to go there, there's no reason I would ever be in that situation. Because one thing we know about movies is black people are the first people to die. I learned my lesson. I'm running. I would not even be on the ship. Peace out.
Well, speaking of that, it brings me to a really interesting point. I want to actually ask you, Hallie. So the AI tells us right off the bat that these aliens had about 5 years before they were wiped out.
Right.
I'm thinking that it's about a year traveling there and back for the crew of the Salvari. And they're given a pretty tough decision to make. Beecham's saying, we need to go to the main... Is it Akaya? I keep wanting to call it Akari, but I know that's wrong. Akaya. Mm-hmm. Go straight to them and just punch them in the mouth and stop them from doing anything ever again right off the bat. That's what Beecham wants. But the plan is obviously to go back home to Earth and warn them first, so maybe get a community Earth game plan together. Or there's what Nico did, which was blow up the artifact and then go back to Earth. If you were in Nico's spot, I know we have a little bit of hindsight 2020 knowing how the show ended, but Hallie, if you were in that spot, do you go try to stop them at their home world now, or do you come back home and waste time delivering the message to Earth?
Can I have both?
No. Nico doesn't get both.
That's lame.
It's all about choice. Do you choose?
I would go home.
You would go back to Earth?
Yeah, because you just saw the Akaya destroying that planet. I feel really bad for that alien. Because they were just finally like, yeah, you can go out now. It's safe now. We destroyed the artifact. And then all of a sudden, these like spacecrafts start flying towards the planet. And then, boom.
Yeah, that
blows up.
It struck me as really weird because the whole season, Nico has been telling us that the plan is to go meet with the aliens, try to speak with them, and if it goes well, good, but if it doesn't go well, leave immediately, kind of observe and report. But then the first decision she makes is to start blowing things up. Did that seem a little out of character for you guys?
She wasn't blowing things up just to blow them up. It was the alien artifact that was scaring the... remaining alien was the last one left?
No, there was at least two until Oliver burned one when he left.
That was the Akaya, though.
No, they were the one in the cave and the one outside was the same one.
No,
it wasn't.
Because he had wings, just like the...
No, he didn't. There were two alien species. One was the Akaya.
Let's ask the chat. Am I crazy? If you're in the chat, go ahead and hit us up. I could have sworn that was the same creature.
Oh, we got a message. It says, yep, you're crazy.
Oh, I'm crazy. I will take the L on that one then. But in any case, so maybe the one in the cave was then the actual...
There was no message. You're just very gullible.
You could have...
Come on! You're supposed to be on my team right now.
I just wanted to embarrass him.
So then, Dina, let me ask you. Destroying the artifact obviously had consequences, but it felt really good in the moment, right? Watching them blow up one of these artifacts and kind of... It was really Earth's first shot.
I don't think they anticipated that the Akaya were just going to destroy the whole planet over an artifact. That is so petty.
To be honest, I had no pity for anyone the entire time. And the reason being...
Not even the alien?
The little sad alien.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I feel bad for the sad alien because
I'll give that much, but I didn't feel bad for anyone, to be honest, because it's only repetition of history. I mean, how was America founded? Kill, destroy, come, blah 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 blah. And all the aliens are doing, they're like, no way, we can't let this happen. But if anything, they probably blew up
the whole planet. That's not the same.
So that actually leads me to something that stood out to me.
Oh no.
This is what the AI told them. The AI said that their only thing that they care about, there's one thing they care about, and that is destruction. Right? And it looks...
It's a weird thing to care about.
It's a weird thing to care about. And it certainly looked that way. But then, at the drop of a hat, they were literally able to destroy the entire planet in the course of a couple minutes.
That's actually quite impressive.
If all they cared about was destruction, why did they not do that originally?
Like, just come and destroy?
Yeah, if all they care about is destruction.
Because they're gathering intel
first. Yeah. Maybe they want to exploit our resources first.
So that's a good question. What's the resource? Because the place looked like it still had tons of resources.
Water, oxygen,
there were still trees everywhere. There was still...
Yeah.
Slaves.
Human capital.
So you think maybe it's maybe that's the brain things they're putting into people is the to control them so they can then have an army of slaves.
Well, they found the little bug caterpillar spider thing in the skull caps in the graveyard. Remember?
But that doesn't necessarily mean anything bad, and I'm going to get to that in a little bit. That's what we call a tease, ladies and gentlemen. But for now, what we're going to do is we're going to pass it on over to Hallie so she can go ahead and tell you a little bit about AfterBuzz.
More than happy to, Jack. You know what, guys? Thank you so much for joining us and continuing to join us. You guys make us the ESPN of TV talk. So go ahead, like, comment, subscribe. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, don't forget to give us a good rating.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, go in there, comments, likes, subscribes, as Hallie says. We always appreciate them. I always like to look and see what was said. Speaking about what was said, William had some choice words for who I am dubbing Nico Jr.
There's comments in the chat.
Wait, let's read the first one.
Yeah, the
I
first
like that.
One is
I like the first one.
I've heard this before, you
the
guys.
The first one is the most important comment here. It says, these girls are so fine.
So
I'm not
fine.
Even lying. That's literally what the
comment
says.
ER's grandpa.
No, we got a newcomer.
Yeah,
we got a newcomer.
That's Seawolf.
Shout out Seawolf.
Lestat. Seawolf Lestat.
Okay, and then Lestat. ER's grandpa gave some substance to the conversation.
I think
here.
The first sentence was substantial.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So ER's grandpa says, watching it now, Jack is correct, had wings and grunted. The Akaya were the bugs that got in your brains, ask Sasha. I don't know, is ER's grandpa related to you?
I don't know who ER's grandpa is.
It's like his cousin.
I feel like yeah.
It's always Team Jacks. ER's grandpa, reveal yourself.
Great minds think alike.
Are you related?
Are you related
to Jack?
We just know what we're talking about.
Oh, we got a moi. Kisses to you too.
So speaking of kisses, we're talking about William and him trying to work through some things that he had with Nico, and so he creates Nico Jr. Right, which kind of has a lot of issues.
Oopsie.
That come along. But in the moment, if you're someone like William who is trying to work through emotions for the first time ever, Dina, do you think it was kind of a good idea to try to work it out with something that would maybe understand where he's
Can
coming from?
Can you repeat
from?
The question? I kind of missed it.
No, so William created another AI program.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that was kind of on the right path to help him work through these problems? Because no one else is an AI.
Well,
they're not going to understand
sounds like
him.
It seems like this AI is just claiming herself now, and she's not disappearing on command. So William created a new AI, so new crew member.
Mother.
New crew member.
I wonder who her lover is going to be.
I thought it was cool how... he was about to delete her, but then as he said it, he realized it was a very good character development moment where he realized he was doing the exact thing he was mad at Nico for, asking her to delete herself when Nico asked him to delete the memories and he didn't want to.
I don't think that was the reason why.
I don't think Nico asked him to delete the memories.
Yes, she did.
Oh.
Right afterwards, she said, just delete that.
That's a specific memory. I think William wanted her to delete her entire being.
Right, no, and I'm still talking about before, like, in the earlier process, when he was about to have her delete herself, and he stopped himself.
I think the only reason why he did it... Well, actually, I think there's two reasons why he did it. The first one is he wanted to continue to use the new Nico AI for closure so that he can talk things out. And that was very clear at the end when he was like, you know what, that really helped. Thank you. And then second off, I think he was going to use her for a little boundary go wow wow later. Because if you can't have the real Nico, might as well, you know, get the AI version.
Well, I've been saying William is a super charming guy from the beginning, so that would not surprise me.
Eye roll. You did not say that.
Is William
you
not
said
a charming
stuff
guy?
About Ian.
Yeah.
William's always been charming. He gets things wrong all the time.
Gosh.
But check the tape. Roll it back. Something that I noticed is there was definitely... He built the first Nico, and then he did like an upgraded Nico, right? Where he gave her real emotions. And in these real emotions, when he did that, I don't know if you noticed, but his eyes turned blue, and then that was the same color that his eyes were when he touched the bug thing and started interacting with the bug thing. Do you think he used some of the technology that maybe he pulled out from the bug to pass on those emotions and create a better AI that was more realistic? And do you think there's any going to be any complications from that?
I don't think it's that complicated, to be honest.
You don't think that the eyes turning the same color in both situations didn't have some sort of... I mean, because these bugs are about taking things over in the
way
they think, so...
Right, but it seems to be... They seem to be more complementary to organic compounds, which means human, live, living things. I don't think it was attaching to a computer and making it happen. Or it could have been a different technology, but either way, we haven't been shown any of that, so I don't think that's the case. I think this is literally... Humanity created technology, and technology went against humanity. Dun, dun, dun. How original.
So why was there two steps to the Neeko? Because he made Neeko 1, and then it wasn't good enough, and then he powered up Neeko. He did the thing where he touched the back of her head, and she was more like Neeko later on. Do you think there was a reason he didn't make a full-fledged Neeko to begin with?
He didn't know he could. And it's the same with William's character development the whole time. Well, not the whole time, but in the beginning, we assumed that he was just an AI. But as we got to know him, we noticed, oh, he's more than an AI. He's an AI with human emotions and experiences. And he has so much connection to humanity. It's crazy. So, of course, you know, eventually he's going to birth something that's going to take a mind of its own, literally.
So ER's grandpa's in the chat right now. He says that William transferred his feelings algorithm to Tech Neeko.
Tech Neeko wins. That's a good one, ER.
And then they also, Seawolf and ER's grandpa got into a conversation earlier. ER's grandpa is saying the planet was destroyed because their artifact / beacon was destroyed. Earth is still functioning, and yes, you are both quite fine, said the person who is old enough to be your grandparent.
Dang.
And then Seawolf responds and says, it takes centuries or millennia for them to get there and destroy.
So, we'll unpack a lot of that in a moment here, but as far as the planet being destroyed and everything like that. But right now, I still want to talk about William. And right now, William, he obviously is becoming more human. Do you think that him touching the bug and trying to interact with the bug that he said is already way more advanced than him was an unnecessary risk, maybe another mistake by William? Because he said that his technology was less than an earthworm compared to us, yet he's trying to rewrite that program. Was that another risk?
I don't think it's a mistake. I just think it was a thing that happened for the plot.
So do you think we can trust Javier with it in his brain?
No, absolutely not. Something's going to happen eventually. But there's one thing that we forgot to mention here that was really, like, in plain sight. How is William able to touch and pick up anything? He's a hologram.
So I had that same thought. At first, I thought that was a mess up. But I think what was happening was, again, he's a hologram, but I think it was basically him interacting with the thing from a technological standpoint. And so there was like a wireless connection kind of thing, if
no,
that makes sense.
I don't think that was it at all. I think there's more developing with William that we're not paying attention
well, I'm
to.
Sorry, Chief Engineer Hallie. I didn't realize you had a Salvari degree.
You're
on.
Welcome.
Well, hopefully William can take out the spider thing.
Before or after his after daughter kills everyone.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, so yeah, so then it obviously, now we have a full-fledged second AI. This second AI worries me. I think anytime a new character is introduced and they are all dressed in white, looking very pure, cleaner than Arrowhead water. We're looking for sponsors, by the way, Arrowhead. they always turn out to actually be evil.
Of course, I feel
like this is going to be an evil person. Why would they be evil if there's not any type of interaction from that alien species and from pulling from the spider bug thing?
Why would be evil?
If we're supposed to assume that William is human, acts human, and he has something that controls human interacting with him, why would we not think him and his offspring are now
in cahoots?
Nah. Why would we think there's something wrong?
Because William attempted to have her deleted, but she was like, nah, bruh, I got my own mission. By the way, thank you, mother.
Well, I think
it's like, that's crazy.
I, by the way, I don't like that they introduced this new character at this point in the mission, because it's just, like, so many loose ends that haven't been tied by
right,
the end of the
like,
season.
What is Harper's story?
Yeah, no, exactly. But anyways, I was going to say something, and I just forgot it.
Well, for now...
I believe in you.
No worries. Well, we'll kind of continue on. We had talked to...
I just remembered. Michelle died, so they need a terrible person in the crew.
Oh, right.
Right.
So, and Sasha's everyone dead. Else gets along. Anymore. Everyone else gets along. So
good point.
They need a character that just bothers everyone.
Speaking of characters that bother everyone, I want to talk a bit about what's going on Earth with Eric and Jana and Harper. lots of stuff going on.
I thought he was going to say something about Ian.
Ian. Hashtag justice for Ian.
Stop
Gotta
it
get
already.
That in every episode.
He's gone. He's not coming back.
So we're like, Eric is given the very difficult choice, essentially, of either sit back and watch your daughter die of this disease or cancer or whatever has been given to her, or make a deal with the devil, Harper, who obviously we've already talked about many times, you can't really trust. But if it was your daughter, let's say, Hallie, you're in Eric's situation, and you got to choose, leave her in the hands of a medical professional who has said that things are not going to go well, or trust the person who is, you can't really trust them, what do you do?
Well, she was going to die soon anyway.
You really want to know what I would do?
I want to know what you would
do. I'm not sure
do.
If you want to go down this rabbit hole
what
right
you
now.
Would do, you got the two choices, either make a deal with Harper, or let Jana... likely not make it.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
All right, I'm going to get real with y'all. First off, I wouldn't be in that situation. I would not bring my child to see an alien artifact, not even if I couldn't find a babysitter at last minute. So I wouldn't even be in that situation for one. But let's just say, hypothetically, I was. If I was Eric, I'd probably let someone else make the decision, because clearly I would be a terrible parent already and I would just go... goodbye world.
I wouldn't be in this situation because I just wouldn't have kids, period.
Dang.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
So, Dina, this is what we call a loaded question. Harper says that they want to be friends. Do you trust Harper?
No!
Do you trust where she's coming from?
No!
I want to hear you go into it. Why do we think that they should not be trusted?
Okay, I haven't trusted Harper without the alien artifact in her brain since day one.
So what if these aliens are kind of like a Rome, where they're expanding, and I'm going to oversimplify this, but obviously Rome expanded, and one of the things that helped them expand is they said, cool, we'll let you be you, but you got to pay taxes and answer to us. But with that, you get the power of Rome behind you. Maybe they're one of those people that's like, hey, you can just be a part of our cool colony system here. You just got to play by the rules and things could be good. Maybe that's where they're coming from.
So either way, you're going to be colonized.
Or
this isn't a good
up.
Question for me. I don't
or
want that.
Yeah, I'm never going to be on the side of invading someone or a planet or a country or anything. That's just not my thing.
Well, as the colonizing sympathizer, I guess that's what I got.
Don't say that, Jack. Don't say that.
I am literally Egyptian. We've been invaded by everyone.
So we're gonna change. We're gonna go ahead and change the subject. Then we're gonna go ahead and do what we call our top three. The top three is we're gonna go ahead and count down the top three most gruesome deaths of the season. So in the comments, let us know what you think. In the chat, let us know what you think. But we're gonna start now. I'm going to start at number three. You know who I think had the worst, most heartbreaking death of all? It's my boy Ian, man. He got kicked into an electrical field, got all
he
burnt
said, my
and
boy,
gross.
Ian.
Hashtag justice for Ian.
Let it go.
Hallie, you take it away at number two. Who do you think is the second most gruesome death of the season?
I think the second most gruesome death would have to be Michelle. I mean, She had, like, thousands of cuts on her body. She felt the pain the entire time. And then last but not least, she just melted. Like, just literally a puddle of blood and guts. And that's just...
It was very gooey.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
I think that...
It's a very interesting texture for guts and blood.
I would not want to clean that up.
Oh, man. And that was a slow death. That's the thing, too.
Absolutely. And so then, Dina, you get the number one spot today.
Petra.
Yes.
She didn't deserve that. She was just mine. Oh. Oh. Oh, that sound effect.
Oh no.
Yeah, so tell us about it.
She didn't deserve to die that way. She was there on the cruise. She wasn't bothering anyone.
She wasn't picking sides.
So yeah, speaking of...
What do you have to do in a sci-fi movie to not die?
It's the same thing you do in life. You gotta make yourself important.
So that's actually...
Michelle made herself important. So, she still died. So did Sasha.
Yeah, but the thing
is... In fact, making themselves important got them killed. But I guess that's the...
But they lived longer.
They did make it a little bit longer. But that's our top three most gruesome deaths for Another Life. We have Ian at number three. We've got Michelle at number two. And Petra with the spinal removal at number one. Speaking of one, twos, and threes, I want to go ahead and jump over to the segment we call Space Game.
Space Jam.
I love it. So for this, if it's okay, Hallie, I would like, since Josh isn't here, I would like to transfer his points over to Bree, and Bree in the booth, if you're ready to do this, I would love to have you be a part of the game.
No. Don't try it. So I'm in charge of Space Games, and I say points do not get transferred. Everyone is at where they're at.
Yeah, I like that.
So this is sudden death then.
Mm-hmm.
So I have four, you have five.
Okay, let's
Bree
do it.
Bree has... How many
two.
Points does
Bree... Bree, how many points do you
two.
Have?
She has two.
I have two.
Okay. Bree has 2 points. All right.
I think that's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
You are doing really well, Bree. All right. So our first one. This is a famous nursery rhyme. And it goes something like this.
London Bridge is falling down.
Yeah, London Bridge is falling down. Yeah.
No, but
all through the town, the wheels on the bus go round and round. Yay!
Sorry, Bree, but
no, you're
we're
right.
Tied.
No, you're
yeah,
fine.
Dina yeah, Dina got it first. So
I don't know why
tied.
I mean, the tune London, for a second was like
as
in
soon
my
you
head.
Said London
for some reason.
Bridge. That's all I could hear, even with the tune. I was like,
just
London
it worked.
Just falling.
It works, right?
Yeah.
So, bonus question: if you guys can get it right, and I'm not going to give you any ideas, and one of you guys have to guess it right, why did I associate it with this episode?
Does it have to go?
Because they're driving home on their bus back to Earth.
There's two reasons.
Is it because... I have no idea.
Because they walked all through the dead
man. Okay, I'm fine. As long as I'm still tied. As long as Jack didn't get a point.
All right, well, you know what? Since you guys didn't get that one, I'm going to just move on to the next.
Yeah, what was the reason?
All right, the reason why is because we got two babies on board. William has a baby. Yeah. August is pregnant.
I led with everyone having babies, and I didn't
Wheels
even catch
on the
with
bus
it,
go round. Yeah. All right. So, we have another one. This is a very, very, very popular TV show that's been around for years.
The Simpsons.
It's... it's a reality show. A bunch of people go on the show to
Real
find
world.
Love.
Bachelor.
Love Island.
What did you say?
Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
Ah, oh, man.
Ding, ding. All right. So why do you think I picked The Bachelor?
Because... I think because the last couple officially hooked up, right? Was that... Because Zayn and Bernie were kind of like the last couple to actually hook up. And they hooked up. And so he got the last rose.
Nope. Because our most eligible bachelor on the ship would be William. And he created Nico.
How is William the most eligible bachelor?
Because he is.
I think Javier is.
Nah. Yeah. All right. Moving on. So the next one, this is a famous movie that came out in the 90s. It's about a bunch of machines that take over the world.
Terminator. Two.
Yes, you're right. It's Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Now, why did I pick this one? And can you tell me the full title of the
Terminator 2 Judgment Day? And the because...
Because they destroyed the planet.
That's obvious.
Well, there's two... So one, the first thing I thought of was that the...
The Akaya
Well, William is duplicating himself in a machine-like way. But there was also a bunch of bones on the ground, which was the open scene. So that
there's that part, and then the alien technology is taken over, too. Like, there is a central theme going on here. Humans are losing.
I love it.
Yep. All right.
That should be the name of the episode.
All right, here's the next one. This one's fun. So, politicians are famous for this. They tend to lie to people, and they tend to no longer remember certain things that they
said. Misspeaking. Misspoke.
Kind of like that.
Lying.
That's true, too. No.
No? Not a single one?
Okay, I'll see if you guys...
Falsifying information.
No, but
fake news.
Foreign relations.
Fake. You're getting close. Okay, so we all do this. Whenever we're cornered in a situation and all of a sudden we don't really, like... the opposite of forget is to...
Remember.
Forget.
Okay.
Oh.
And selective memory.
Selective memory. Correct as far as selective is concerned, but the last part. Come on.
Selective hearing.
No. I mean, I do that sometimes. No.
Can you repeat the last hint?
I'm going to just give this last point to me.
No! No!
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair.
He wants to win!
Dina wants to win.
Take it. Yeah, I think you should get it. I think Bree would be a good person to give it to. Or Josh. Anyone but Dina.
Anyone but Dina. Dang. Okay.
I'm still trying to think of it.
So we talked about before, and when you forget something... You lose your...
Memory.
Okay. And then what is that called when someone loses their memory?
Amnesia.
And the word together...
Selective amnesia?
Yes.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
That took There's a no way long I would have gotten that. Time.
Yeah. Okay.
But you guys, that's the end of our space
So
games.
I am your humble and amazing champion.
Not so humble, but, you know.
I am the most humble champion we've ever had. Excited. This is fun. I really love space games. So, that said, we also have a bit of news to go through. So, Dina, let us know what's going on.
All right. Selma Blair shares an emotional message via Instagram about raising a son while having multiple sclerosis. As a mom, whether strong or not so strong, I hope I can be with this child as he needs me or wants me, Selma wrote in the caption of a photo cuddled up with her son. The Another Life actress also shares another health update on the gram. Today, she starts physical therapy. Selma calls it the beginning of her journey to healing. Selma's co-star on Another Life, Katie Sackhoff, hacks her carbon footprint and shares her findings in a new YouTube vlog, which we will pull up soon here. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. So I think that I do a lot to offset my carbon footprint, but I've actually found a website that's going to tell me how bad it actually is or how good it actually is. But it's going to tell me how many trees I would have to plant every year to offset my own personal carbon footprint. So let's figure this out because I feel like I already do so much. I mean, I ride my bicycle as much as I can. Energy efficient light bulbs. Check. I use reusable bags.
Reusable cups. Brita filter. Metal straws.
I got this. Beeswax wraps. Reusable plastic bags. Instead of cellophane. Dryer balls. Yep. I use that instead of tinfoil. I compost my food. Reusable maxi pads. It's just like a diaper. And a Diva cup. Technically, I've never used this. I'm a little intimidated. I've had it for over a year, but I promise I will.
Me too.
You guys are going to hold me accountable. By the time this airs, I'll figure out how to use that thing. I line dry my puppy. I'm just kidding. That's for clothes. Come on, Happy.
Volkswagen electric car. And Model 3.
Great term. Let's see. It's thinking. 491 trees. Like physical trees. 491 trees. I don't even know how many trees I could plant an hour. Like two? Four? Okay. That's ridiculous. No one's going to plant 491 trees a year. It's a nice thought. Okay, we're going to go talk to somebody who can help me figure out how to get this number down lower, because as much as I like to garden, I'm not planting 491 trees. I don't even think that's...
The very informative video is up on her YouTube, and you can find it through her Twitter account. Still no update on whether Netflix will renew Another Life for a second season. And that's everything I have for you today.
Oh, well, some great stuff there. I love how Katie is always trying to do good, it seems like, with her social media and kind of explain and teach positive habits like being better to the environment and things like that.
I kind of want to figure out what my carbon footprint is.
I think it's good for all of us, too. It's probably not something we like, but it's probably good for all of us to do. I wanted to say, too, seeing Selma Blair up there, I usually don't notice, like, good acting stuff. I'm not someone who, like, really focuses in on that a lot. But at the end, when she's saying that they want to be our friends, her facial expressions and little twitches I thought were really cool, like that. You know, she wasn't just saying. You could see, like, her eye was twitching a little bit and stuff. It was just a really cool thing. So shout out to Selma Blair and for that last scene. So, that said, we're obviously kind of winding down. Any predictions or thoughts overall? Let's start with Allie. Let's start with you.
You're after Buzz TV.
You really want me to predict?
Predict? I mean, maybe what you and if you want, if you'd feel better about it, maybe just overall thoughts of the season instead. If you don't want to dive too far into predictions, just maybe overall thoughts of the season or maybe where you see things going.
Okay, I will say one thing. I feel like Jana, Eric and Nico's daughter, is going to become like this super evil human alien hybrid thing, because now they're going to cure her in exchange. She's going to be one of us.
So you're saying Eric is essentially selling his daughter's soul to the devil.
That's kind of what it felt like at the end of the season.
Yeah.
With him, I think he knew it wasn't a great choice.
And
but it was the
everyone is going to have to submit to her. And then by the time Nico comes back, she's going to be like, what?
Uh-oh, Harper's going to be jealous of that attention.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, or she'll make Harper, like, secondary princess. Is that a thing? Yeah. Second princess?
There is only room for one princess in this world on YouTube.
But so Dina, how about you? Where are you at with the predictions or how you felt overall in the season?
Javier is going to go through some things next season, probably, if they get renewed.
You and, are not the father.
They're going to go home. there's a baby.
There's a baby. We ran out of time. There's so much stuff
August
to get to.
August is pregnant, and we don't know who the baby daddy is.
The baby daddy is probably...
scandalous.
Wait, who are we guessing the baby daddy is?
I want it to be Javier, just because it's really going to mess things up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Javier. It's definitely going to be Javier, because...
It's got to be Javi.
It's going to ruin their love
just
triangle.
Just break Oliver's heart because he's such a softie.
To
pieces.
I really hope there's another season. I really grew to love this show. And it was just fun. It was a really kind of enjoyable binge watch. Well, I guess we didn't get to binge it. We had to break it up through the weeks. But I had a really great time watching it. I would love to see more of Bernie and Zane going forward. To me, I always thought of them as like the heart and soul of the crew throughout the whole show, but at the end I realized they're kind of more like the parents of the crew in a way, where Zane's like always taking care of people and helping them, but Bernie's the one who reluctantly has to go kill people when they need to get killed.
Seawolf commented Oliver. I think Seawolf is thinking that Oliver is going to be the baby daddy. Sorry to interrupt there. You can continue.
No, not at all. And so,
I'll let you finish.
So as we go, we're kind of wrapping up here. I just want to give a real quick shout out to all the people who joined us in the chat, all the people who joined us in the comments, all the people who have been a part of the show. Thanks. Shout out to JR for being on the show earlier in the season. We really, really appreciate that. But As we wind down, Dina, why don't you go ahead and tell everyone where they can find you?
At Dina Kalafala, which is spelled DenaKhalafallah, and that's on Instagram and Twitter. And I just want to personally thank everyone who kept the chat active today. You guys are awesome, and we love you. Continue.
Allie?
What's up, everybody? My name is Hallie Johnson. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all the things at Pure Hallie, P-U-R-E-H-A-L-L-E. And before I go, just letting you guys know, too, that I'm actually a singer-songwriter musician. I was on American Idol last year. And this year, I have the opportunity to play at the Hollywood Bowl, but I require your votes to get there. So go to my Instagram, P-U-R-E-H-A-L-L-E, and you can find the link and vote for me there.
And I am Jack Farmer. You can find me at jackcfarmer.com for all your DJ, MC, and hosting event needs. Also on social media at Real Jack Farmer. I want to give a shout-out again to Joshua Wright, who you can find at Cleverly Clad, who couldn't be with us here today.
We miss you, Josh.
We miss you. And shout-out to everyone who watched us. Make sure to go and tweet and comment about Another Life. Let's fight and let's get a second season, everyone. Until that second season comes, thank you.
Bye, ears, Grandpa!
Bye. Your show founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.